Dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis and then treatment can take a lot out of you, and it's important to make good nutritional choices during and after treatment to optimize your results and your health. Let's talk about it today with Helen Curtis, a dietitian at North Florida Regional Medical Center. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from North Florida Regional Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Helen, first of all, I'm sure people have heard this before, but why is it so important to eat nutritiously during breast cancer treatment?
It's just like any aspect of life where a balanced, healthy diet can help maintain your strength, your coping mechanisms through the process, the toll that the treatment may take on your body. It increases your metabolic rate, so it does increase your calorie and protein needs and certain micronutrient needs. You can be tired, you can be weary, and so overall just good nutrition is for the good of the whole person, the whole process, and the hopeful and definite positive outcome at the end.
I want to get into some of the specifics about what you should and shouldn't be eating during breast cancer treatment. I've heard that eating sugars will propagate those cancer cells and that it should be avoided altogether. Is there anything else that you should either completely avoid or anything that you should add into your diet?
Okay, yes. And that question comes up quite a lot about the intake of sugar and blood sugar control with a diagnosis of cancer. And yes, sugar can feed the cancer. However, we do recommend healthy carbohydrate source before, during, and after treatment, but we do encourage you to eliminate the simple sugars, the refined sugars, and focus on the more healthy sources. We also recommend a low-fat diet as well as a high-fiber diet, and one of the biggies is trying to limit alcohol consumption. But overall, we recommend all food groups, a whole food approach to eating, and obviously limiting a lot of the junky processed foods as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're talking about breast cancer nutrition today, but I'm curious if the diet that you recommend changes depending on the type of cancer diagnosis that a person has.
Overall, you could get specific with certain cancers, and there's more research looking in that area with nutrition, the genome, and so forth. But overall, we just recommend a nice, common sense, whole foods approach, balanced diet. We do encourage a little deviations every now and again. Nobody is perfect. So going back to the sugar question, if it's your birthday, if it's a major milestone in your process, there is nothing wrong with having a treat. So again, using a common sense approach is also very important.
So what I'm really hearing from you is that after a cancer diagnosis, you're able to eat the same way that another person might eat, obviously keeping a low-fat diet, avoiding sugars and alcohol, but for the most part, you can keep your meals consistent and relatively similar. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes. I don't, personally, we don't necessarily recommend a lot of pills and potions and magic bullets because they're not out there. So using that common sense approach that we try to encourage for every population, yes, is exactly what we're saying.
Got it. You know, we've heard of the term superfoods in the media and also their ability to not only prevent cancer, but to reverse some of the effects while you're going through treatment. Can you speak to this a little bit?
Well, yes. I mean, there's certain lots of foods that fall into that superfood category, and they're obviously typically the more colorful foods. They can be high in antioxidants, which go around and help get rid of the bad cells, for a lack of a better explanation. And so we're hesitant, though, sometimes to encourage a handful or this particular group of superfoods because someone's budget may not allow for that. It may not be something they enjoy. But if you're eating your bright colored foods, you know, your reds, your oranges, your purples, whether it be fruits and vegetables, they're a great way of getting all those micronutrient benefits without having to take some form of supplement.
And just to wrap up here, if a person has a breast cancer diagnosis, who might be the best person to talk to if they have questions around their nutritional health?
Well, of course, I'm going to recommend a registered dietitian. So many cancer centers have access to a dietitian and will encourage women and men too, because men can get breast cancer, to meet with a dietitian and nutritionist. And that way they can start individualizing. What I've spoken of today is very broad, obviously. But But if we can meet with someone individually and find out a variety of factors, including their medical history and a little bit more information on the type of cancer they have and the treatment that they're going through, then we can tailor things a little bit more to make sure that we're at the same place they are and helping them maintain good nutrient intake along the way.
So I think the one thing that I'm taking away from this conversation is the importance of talking to someone about your nutritional health after your diagnosis, because in many ways, it's part of your treatment plan, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's all part of the process. And of course, as we as practitioners may think that nutrition and healthy eating is the most important thing you can do during your treatment, that may not be where that particular person with a breast cancer diagnosis is right now. You know, there's all sorts of other factors involved, from psychosocial to financial to, you know, coping. And maybe there's other health issues going along at the same time. So meeting with someone individually can really help deal with some of the stress factors, because there's so much information and misinformation with nutrition and breast cancer. So that too is the other reason meeting with someone individually is highly recommended.
All right, Helen, I truly appreciate your time today. That's Helen Curtis, a dietitian at North Florida Regional Medical Center. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to nfrmc.com to get connected with a provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.